News release. Sunset Speedway. Saturday's Speed is Forever Memorial Race was filled with good racing put on by five divisions, one being guest racers from the Outlaw Midgets division. From Sunset Speedway, Struck Energy Systems Mini Stocks, Juniors Haulage Bone Stock, LUDUH Hot Rods, and the GD Coates Pro Late Models raced throughout the night, honoring all past and present Sunset legends. Starting off the night of legends was the Juniors Haulage Bone Stock division. It seemed only fitting for the division who finished last weekend's races to kick off Saturday night. Both Chris Kahn, number 48X, and Calvin Reeser, number 49, came out on top in their individual heat races and would later return to victory lane, dueling it out for the feature race podium. For the feature race, guest driver Mike Robinson Jr. in Jordan Owens 68 machine took third, Reeser in second and Kahn in first. Kahn was joined by loved ones and sponsors in victory lane. Kahn later explained how great it felt coming into victory lane after an uphill battle at last week's Bone Stock Invitational. It was a great feeling winning this weekend, especially after last weekend. After everything was said and done, we finished fourth, so to win this weekend was more for my team as a thanks for all the late nights and trial and errors and trying to get a car that was almost destroyed after hitting the wall to finally getting her to work again. I was more happy for them to see all their hard work paying off, Kahn said. In the division's Excel Mobile Services Rags to Riches race, Austin Jennett, number 9, was able to score the win and pick up $50. Also coming back from last weekend's night of racing, Struck Energy Systems Mini Stocks put on a good night of clean racing with minimal contacts and no reported cautions. In heat races, Jordan Howes, number 6-7, and Cameron McGlashan, number 8-3, both came out on top for their heats, with McGlashan eager to go back to victory lane in the feature. Taking home the trophy and checkered flag for the division's feature race, McGlashan was nothing but smiles in victory lane. McGlashan shared, "It feels amazing. This season has been a roller coaster after almost winning week one. We've had some bad luck and struggled to get the finishes we deserved. I knew I had to try and get into the lead right off the start because of how close the top five cars are. Just got to thank everyone in my corner from friends, family, sponsors. I have an amazing group of people surrounding me." Following McGlashan were Jordan Howes and last weekend's feature winner, Jacob Sutcliffe, number 27, in third. Following the mini stocks, guest division Outlaw Midgets took to the track for their heat races and feature race. Qualifying heat race winners were Kevin Spiesch, number 98, Jason Metcalf, number 29, Kayla Semple, number 48, and Russ Couture, number 31. In the feature race, going home in third was Russ Couture, Rob McCall, number 62, in second and taking first was Jason Metcalf, number 29, marking his third feature win of the 2024 season. "Adding the Sunset victory to his list of wins was an amazing feeling," said Metcalf. "To win at Sunset was amazing. It's one of my favorite tracks. To have my family and wife there was even better." Metcalf went on to add, "My dad missed my first two wins, so this one is special because he was here tonight." In the world of LUDUH Hot Rods, it was a night of hard racing, with some crumpled bumpers but overall a good show for the fans. Taking home checkered flags in the heat races were Dan Archibald, number 7, and Tom Walters, number 64. This was not the only win Walters took home for the night. For the 30-lap feature, Walters would utilize the high side of the racetrack to pass Archibald with two laps to go to cruise to his second win of the season. An emotional Walters in victory lane dedicated the win to his hero, terrible, Tom Milligan, who passed away this week. The two would be regular combatants in the Sunset Late Model division through the 1980s. "I dedicated the race to Tommy Milligan. He passed last week. He was very significant in my race career early on. He was a mentor and taught so much about racing. He actually gave me a motor to use when I broke, and he invested time in making me a tough competitor like himself. When the helmets went on, it was all business, and when the helmets came off, he was a true friend. There was no better race to dedicate to his late friend, who who has now joined the other racing legends the knight was honoring. Walters said it is an amazing feeling to have been racing for 55 years and to still be able to race and win at the age of 74. Closing off the night was the GD Coats Pro Late Division back after a few weeks off. Travis Halliburton, number 39, led the field to green after winning fast qualifier honors earlier in the program. Halliburton led early but was quickly joined by Corey McAllister, number 71, who took the lead from Halliburton. Halliburton faded to fourth in the running order as Jordan Howes, number 8, and Rick Spencer-Walt, number 31, got by and ran down McAllister at the front of the field. The three drivers out front would battle 2 and 3 wide for the lead, each taking turns getting their nose out in front. Eventually, contact between Howes and McAllister drew the caution and handed the lead over to Spencer-Walt. From there, Spencer-Walt led the way until a caution with 8 laps to go saw the 31 car bobble on the restart with Halliburton inheriting the lead. Halliburton pulled away from the field as Spencer-Walt battled with Dusitan Mombourquette, number 16, for the second spot, eventually getting the better of Mombourquette, but it was enough to allow Halliburton to distance himself from the pair and pick up the win. "This one is for my dad. Not many know he passed away last November, so this one's for him," an emotional Halliburton said. "This is a family effort, my brother, Thane, his girlfriend, Amberly, my girlfriend, Chelsea, my little girl, Lennon, and, of course, Mom and Dad. Love you guys." At intermission was the inaugural Power Wheel Drags. Each racer got an ice cream voucher, and the winners went home with a trophy. There were 2 divisions, one stock and the other outlaw. Young kids battled through double elimination drag races to crown a winner. Seasoned racers McAllister and Amanda Balzan couldn't resist the fun and took each other on in borrowed rides to have a grudge match with each other. McAllister proved victorious over Balzan, taking home his own checkered flag. In the outlaw division, there was one lonely racer from the McPherson Motorsports team, who used the body of a power wheel over an old go-kart. Team manager Gord McPherson, instead of sticking to the drag race, went on to put on a show for the audience, taking a few laps around the track. Ending the month of July's racing this Saturday night will be the second annual Junior Hanley Classic, the highest-paying pro late model race of the summer, paying $15,000 to win. On the card as well are the St. Ange Recreation Superstocks, Struke Energy Mini Stocks, and Race 2 for the Elmer's Flighting Supply Big 3 Junior Late Model Series. Back gates open at 2 p.m. for racers and teams, with the front gates opening at 4:30 p.m., and the green flag flies at 6 p.m. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, along with our website, www.sunsetspeedway.ca, for more details. Written by Danielle McPherson.